Wait, are you gaming? On a Chromebook?
Yep. It's got a high-res 120Hz display, plus this killer RGB keyboard, and I can access thousands of games anytime, anywhere.
Stop playing.
What?
Get out of here.
Huh?
Yeah, I want you to stop playing and get out of here so I can game on that Chromebook.
Got it.
Go ahead, break it down real low. Discover the ultimate cloud gaming machine, a new kind of Chromebook.
Big question I've been asking today. The Carolina Panthers been failing Bryce Young so far?
I believe they have, honestly. And you know what's interesting? We have been giving our insights on the podcast. You've been talking about Panthers playbook or whatever. I just watched a video while I was getting my hair cut. JT O'Sullivan, some people may be familiar with him. He has a channel called QB School on YouTube. And he was breaking down play after play after play of a lot of the things that me and you, Dennis, were talking about post-game and in our new episode that came out earlier today about just the scheme. He doesn't understand what the Panthers are doing from a scheming standpoint. He breaks it down from the route combinations and how, you know, basically Bryce Young is throwing some amazing balls to guys who are just not open. And they are not giving him situations to where they can get him some easy completions. So it was very interesting to see that. And of course, now he has an ankle injury, not practicing today. So there's question as if he'll, you know, if he'll play on Sunday. And so early on, the Panthers have not been doing right by Bryce Young whatsoever.
It's interesting you bring up how JT O'Sullivan, by the way, Chris Lee, WREL Sports, joining us here on the Adam Gold Show. Dennis Cox in for Adam Gold. It's interesting how you bring up the questions about the scheme and trying to figure out what that scheme is. Chris, I don't think the Carolina Panthers even know what their scheme is. Let's be real. Their scheme, whatever it is, their offense, it's inept, it's terrible, it stinks, however you want to describe it, it's just flat bad.
Well, you know, I think it all starts and ends with Frank Reich, and I'm kind of wondering how much we need to shoulder the blame on him, because you have somebody like Thomas Brown, who just came from the L.A. Rams, who have an amazing head coach over there who has a very pretty good scheme, right? So you think that he'd be able to bring some stuff over. And then their quarterback's coach, Josh McCown, he's been all over playing around the NFL. You think he'd be able to bring something himself. And then, of course, Jim Caldwell, who's one of their senior assistants, you know, coached Peyton Manning, did a really good job as a head coach in the NFL. You think he'd be able to bring some stuff along. So it makes me wonder, like, what is Frank allowing these guys to bring, and what is he calling out there? Because we know that Frank Reich is the one who's calling the plays on Sunday. Mm-hmm. And now, you know, a lot of folks are questioning if he should give those up to Thomas Brown and maybe let him kind of run the show a little bit from a play-calling standpoint.
How much does this right now fall on Scott Fitterer and the offensive personnel put around Bryce Young? Because let's be real, the skill positions aren't that good. And the offensive line, it's subpar right now. How much of this is also on Scott Fitterer?
Yeah, I think there's definitely some blame to go around for sure. And, you know, one of the things that I don't know if I said it on radio with you or something, but or if it was a personal conversation, but back when they traded DJ Moore, I think I said something to the effect of, I wonder if Derrick Brown should have been the one that they traded instead of DJ Moore, to at least, because you know they're going to get a quarterback, at least try to pair him with a number one receiver that you already have on your roster. But I did like the move of them going to, you know, trade for that number one pick. So I'm not faulting Fitterer at all for that. But I was wondering about the person that they traded, knowing you're going to go make that move to get a quarterback. And then there's other moves he could have made to make this team better, whether it's on offense or on defense. And there's been some questionable moves, but, you know, we'll see what the Panthers end up doing. I feel like they've kind of painted themselves almost in a corner because, you know, if you're going to make a trade for anybody out there, people have been talking about T. Higgins. Last thing that you want to do is trade away more picks. You've been mortgaging your picks for the last few years for people who just have not worked out. And it's just kind of sad. Like, you, at this point, you need to try to hold on to your picks. You know, Chicago is probably really happy that the Panthers aren't doing very well right now, because Chicago could possibly end up having number one and number two next year.
Yeah.
For the NFL draft, just because they have the Panthers first round pick for next year. So it's there is definitely some blame on Scott Fitterman.
Yeah, it's amazing how the Cardinals and the Bears could actually own the first four picks in this year's draft because the because the Cardinals stink. And Houston Texans, they have their first round pick this year, and they're not very good either. And Bears aren't good, so it's amazing those two teams could be drafting four of the top five picks. Chris Lee, WREL Sports, joining us here on the Adam Gold Show. Now, Chris, I want you were at Bank of America Stadium. You were in the locker room post game on Monday, so I want you to take people that are listening into the locker room on Sunday. You walked right by Bryce Young. You kind of, lack of a better term, had a moment with him, I guess you could say. But you were up close in the locker room next to Bryce Young. Describe what his body language and just what he was like in the locker room after that 20-17 loss on Monday for people. Because I don't think a lot of people actually understand. This might give us a little insight on his ankle injury, but nonetheless, what his body language was like on Monday night.
So to give people context, that game probably ended around like 10:20.
Yeah.
I had to immediately get set up for my live shot for WREL for the 10 o'clock news. And then after that was over, I decided to try to find my partner, Pat Welter, who I knew was in the locker room. I walk into the locker room. I think Bryce had just gotten done with his time on the podium, taking off his pads, still had on his tights and his undershirt. And so we were probably 4 feet away from each other, walking in the same direction. He was going towards the trainer's room. I was going towards the next scrum with DJ Chark. And his shoulders were slumped. He obviously was walking like somebody who just played an NFL football game, so you can't blame him there. He was just dragging his feet. Like, when I was around him before, this guy has exuded confidence. He always kind of walked with an air of confidence, and I just did not see that.
Mm-hmm.
And he was also barefoot at the time. So there was a slight limp, but nothing that made me feel concerned. So I know that he didn't practice today for the Carolina Panthers, and there's still a question if he will end up playing Sunday or not. But from what I saw, no, I didn't see somebody who is, like, supremely injured. So it makes me wonder if this is just precaution or if something major – not major, or something that has happened, since that particular day. But that's pretty much what I saw. Wasn't very far from him at all. I stopped at the DJ Chark scrum. He kept walking to the trainer's room after that to get checked out.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Introducing Carvana Value Tracker, where you can track your car's value over time and learn what's driving it. It might make you excited.
Whoa, didn't know my car was valued this high.
It might make you nervous.
Uh-oh, market's flooded. My car's value just dipped 2.3%.
It might make you optimistic.
Our low mileage is paying off. Our value's up.
And it might make you realistic.
Car prices haven't gone up in a couple weeks. Maybe it's time to sell.
But it will definitely make you an expert on your car's value. Carvana Value Tracker. Visit Carvana.com to start tracking your car's value today.
I think they're putting a lot of pressure on a young man to do a lot. And I think he's honestly, Chris, putting a lot of pressure on himself to try and elevate everyone around him, because he knows that if he's not elevating the guys around him, they're not going to be able to do anything to truly help him.
I mean, that's true. But some of it needs to be those guys, trying to elevate Bryce, right?
Yeah.
Like, get open. Run your routes the correct way. And then, coaching staff, hey, let's call some things. Let's have some concepts that is going to at least – we need a few layups, right?
Yeah.
A few plays that we know that we can go to. And even if they're only, 5, 6, 7 yards, we know that we can go to them and get those 5, 6, 7 yards almost every time. The great offenses in the NFL, they have that in their repertoire. And right now I just don't know if the Carolina Panthers have that. And I was expecting at least that from this offensive staff with the first offensive-minded head coach in Panthers history with Frank Reich. So I have been disappointed in that. But you know, everybody else needs to do their part in helping out Bryce Young at this point.
From iHeart Podcasts, Supreme, The Battle for Roe, tells the story of the unlikely champions behind the landmark case Roe v. Wade. Starring Maya Hawke as 26-year-old lead attorney Sarah Weddington
for challenging the Texas abortion laws in federal court.
And Academy Award nominee William H. Macy as Supreme Court Justice Harry Blackmun.
Time is not the most important factor. Getting it right is.
Listen to the podcast Supreme, The Battle for Roe on the iHeart Radio app or wherever you get your podcasts.